about, hey, let's, you know, hey, hi there, honey. You want to do like a pod? You want to do some pod talking?
Yeah. Stretching out my Invader Zim shirt I got on here.
Oh, is that, what's his name?
George Glass?
No, I know the guy. It's something,
Invite a theme.
I know the guy who, the author of that.
It's a cartoon.
Yeah, it's a comic book. Graphic.
No, it's an on TV cartoon.
Oh, it's on TV.
Is it also a graphic novel?
I think
I'm sorry,
so.
I didn't know that.
I think so.
Is
J something, V something, Z something? Yeah, Joe Vasquez. Yeah. I went to tour Nickelodeon and I met him. He's really nice.
Cool. Yeah. I did. I was at Nickelodeon when I did. I had a character on Monster High this season.
Oh, that is so, talk about it.
Oh, well, I played Skelly Vonderbone. It aired like 2 weeks ago. I didn't watch it because I don't have cable.
Right.
But I saw clips of it on Twitter. But this sounds bad. I didn't want to promote it because of all the people calling drag queens groomers and pedophiles. And it's a cartoon. And so I didn't want to draw unnecessary attention. Right. So I didn't post about it because I was scared.
Well, I don't want you people to be like, scared, and you should groom
want
as
be like,
much as you want
Nickelodeon,
to.
Disappointed. Do you know what I mean? I've become such a troll on Twitter recently.
Really?
Every time it's some conservative shit.
Yeah.
When it's drag related, like CMT posted a picture of a bunch of drag queens on the red carpet. And of course all the comments are like,
grooming.
This isn't my country. And I have to roll in there and go, too much woke grooming. All capital letters.
Woke Tina McGroomingstein. Yeah. It's so crazy.
And this lady, Barbara, was like, they need to leave our kids alone. And I'm like, I don't think it's good parenting to leave kids alone.
Thank you.
You know,
leave them in a hot car.
Leave them in a hot car.
A hot car.
The grooming.
I can't get enough of the grooming.
People have been texting me from high school and college and stuff being like, are you okay? I just keep seeing all this shit about drag queens on the news. Are you like, I'm like, I'm not in danger.
No, I am in Guantanamo right now, but I'm not in danger. Yeah.
But people keep, I'm like, people also don't realize the privilege of money and fame, we're not going to be affected.
No.
It's people down the street who are going to be affected. Right. People, drag queens and trans people who work in bars are going to be affected. Not us.
No, because we're just dogs that happen to have a little bit of money.
Right.
I don't think... God,
I don't know if we can get into it again, but like, even if you keep drag shows from happening, this shit's on the internet. Drag is on the internet every day, all day.
Most of it's on the internet. It's people in their little homes doing with the ring light.
Are you going to pivot to Amish?
Yeah.
To keep your kids away from the grooming?
That would be more interesting if they just went full anti-electricity. You know what I mean? Go big. Swing big.
Have you ever met a person on Rumspringer?
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 Yeah, Rumspringer is like their little holiday. They're like, go out and sow your royal oats or whatever, or wild oats.
Have you ever met a person on Rumspringer?
Oh, my mama.
What is it?
Rumspringer?
Rumspringer.
Yeah.
I don't know why I can't say that.
Well, because you've never fucked someone on Rumspringer. Yeah.
Rumspringer.
I think.
Jerry Springer.
Look it up, would you? Amish holiday, or it's like the free
they need
pass.
To do reverse Rum Springer for non-Amish.
Visiting week.
Go be Amish for a week.
Yeah, visiting week. Yeah.
They should do that with like the Scared Straight. Yeah, remember like Scared Straight? Where it's like, I tell my mom to give me money and I, you know, and then that the person, somebody in a Halloween store military outfit comes in and screams in their face.
Totally. It's so, puts plastic handcuffs on them. It puts and them in the like, back of a Toyota Camry.
Mom, I'm sorry. They made me clean for 5 minutes.
Have you ever had to do community service?
No.
No. Okay. I had to, not for crime. Not for crime. It was part of being part of the National Honor Society. You know how much I had to do? 5 hours a month. And I screamed and cried about it.
What'd you do?
Some bullshit. Like, I was always like making it up. Like, oh, I cleaned in my teacher's room or something. Shit. Such a fucking liar.
I was in the NHS, but I don't remember if they made me do anything.
5 hours a 5 hours a month is a lot for me.
Girl, I thought that ceremony was bunk. Remember they give you the white rose or whatever, the yellow rose?
No, that's The Bachelor.
No. No, like it's like high, it's very culty, the National Honor Society.
Well, yeah, of course it's a very
you're
elitist.
Like lighting candles and holding flowers, and then you get on the table and that priest fucks you right in your little virgin cunt.
And does a little smear of ash semen, on your forehead. Yeah.
Semen. Sucking down semen.
Do you love Ash Wednesday? How much do you love Ash Wednesday? That one day of the year where everybody walks around with shit on their face and pretend it doesn't matter. Like, you've never noticed that on Wednesday before Easter?
That's the day with the ashes on the face, right?
That's the day where people walk around with the soot on their forehead and a smudge all day long.
Do they do it in the morning then or what?
Yeah, usually in the morning. The people who do it like to have it all day long. They like to do all their errands and see as many people as possible with that smushy, sooty little
mess. It's like a conversation piece. Like he went to Jared.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I went to church, bitch. Yeah, I'm a fucking Christian.
Sorry, I'm fucking chosen.
Yeah. Sorry that Jesus, you know, whatever.
Chosen is Jews. Christians don't say chosen.
No, Christians say.
But don't all. Got it from Hot Topic. I just did an activation with Hot Topic and I had to do like a goth look. As a boy.
Oh, God.
What did
you do?
Bringing back my high school years. I wasn't goth, but I was like Hot Topic-y.
Emo.
Yeah. I had to do like a little smoky eye with like rings. And like, I looked in the mirror and I thought, this is for some people.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
It's like Fallout Boy.
But it's for some people.
It's Fallout Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pete Wentz. But people, I love goth people.
I think he's cute.
We had a lot of goth people at like Solid Pink Disco. Mm-hmm. People who are going all black and they had like a pink earring and they're like, this is for you. Where they were like, I had to go buy something
pink. Will you allow it?
Of course.
Oh, see, that's great. I would just wear a pink lipstick or something.
Yeah, one thing pink. That's all I ask.
Or like my whole face, like Amanda Lepore in that commercial. Yeah.
Okay, so what happens on Rumspringa? During Rumspringa, Amish youth enter a time of greater social activity. Traditional youth activities include volleyball, swimming, ice skating, picnics, hiking, and large outdoor parties.
I'm sorry, that sounds decadent.
I thought it was crack and sex.
I think that's what it really is.
I thought like you go to New York and you wear normal clothes and you suck cock for heroin.
Yeah, you go right to Avenue A and you get on your knees and you take as many loads in your mouth as possible. Right? Or the Grand Central Station, ass out. They have a little Velcro flap on the back of their little panties.
Do you get into hookups that are ass up, door open, ass out?
Absolutely. Fuck I do not. No.
Absolutely, yes.
No, absolutely the fuck I do not. I have a very rich, active, imaginative inner world. Mm-hmm. I don't need just some like mountain. I need to know I need to know I'm getting involved with a person. I want
to
know about them.
To you.
Yeah, or not even as a person that's interesting, a person that's real has a life of their own, and we're merging for one magical moment, sometimes many moments over the course of an evening.
Someone you find hot that has to be part of it.
Yeah, I don't get like I don't see a butt like sticking up like a hole in a tablecloth with a butt.
It's not safe to say are you gay. It's safe to say are you into girls or guys.
Well, so that's because
you don't know what people.
Funny you say that. So. A friend of mine from college has two young children. Gorgeous, by the way. So like models.
Hot.
Yeah, like stunning. And kind of androgynous. You know, she's like a coastal elite, very smart, well-educated. But she was telling me her 12-year-old son, he doesn't really think in terms of like gay, straight. They don't really, they're not doing all that.
They're doing The Sims. In The Sims, no one's gay or straight or anything. You can just be attracted to anyone.
That's so. What are we doing here?
Oh, I think that's what we're moving.
What
toward.
Are we doing here? What is this gay straight alliance shit?
However, you know what though? This is horrible. I'm always like, wow. If you're straight, you just kind of assume everyone around you is like someone who could be interested in you possibly.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're gay. Unless you get a read that they're gay,
yeah,
you don't assume any guy is going to come into you.
Right.
But I think it would be harder and more confusing if there was more options for me. Like,
you don't catch a vibe? Well, you know what you like.
You want to catch a vibe.
You want to catch a vibe,
But if everyone was fair game, I think I'd be even more confused about who's vibing and who's not.
Well, you got to read the body language.
Because I'm like, oh, he's gay? All right. Even if he's not into me, he'll probably fuck me. You know? Ass up in a hole in a sheet.
Right. Yeah. You just put the tablecloth over your butt.
One of those paper, like disposable birthday tablecloths.
Exactly.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
You fold it up, cut a little thing, put your butt right through it. You say, hello.
Well, have you ever been a proctologist? They wrap that paper around you. They put you up on that table that.
I've never been to a specialty doctor that only deals with the asshole.
They put you up on the table like this. Uh-huh. And then the table tips, like they hit a button and you go, So then you're like inverted.
Amazing.
And you're wearing paper wrapped around yourself like a dress.
Why?
And they, by the way, they wait. You notice that doctors, everyone preps you until the last second when a doctor has to be there. So the doctor walks in, puts on a glove, and immediately,
boom.
No, they have like a little scissors or whatever where they rip a hole through the paper. So then you just expose butthole.
Oh my God. Like in the pornos when they rip the underpants off. Yeah.
Do people want that?
I certainly do. I watch.
You want panties ripped off?
I want panties ripped in half.
Do you like men in panties?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I was like, I was on the fence about what kind of underwear. Jock straps.
Uh-huh.
for a long time. Of course, I don't particularly think. I think you have to have some kind of substantial heft back in the back to get pull off a jock strap, right? A skeleton in the jock strap is not exactly that enticing. That's just my point of view.
I mean, this is maybe my trauma. I don't think jock straps are the most flattering thing to wear.
No, I don't either. I have, you know what I do have come around on? Well, I was always around on them. Thongs. I think they're so hot.
Do you think?
Yeah. They're fucking G-strings.
You like that?
Yeah, like the classic ones, not the ones with all the straps and shit. Like a stripper's G-string. You know,
yeah.
Gold lamé or black or whatever.
I want to see more go-go boys in real underwear.
And that's fucking weird. Now, what's real underwear? Like 100% cotton?
Gray Hanes
with some sweat stains in the crack?
Because my damage is I now attribute a certain amount of costumey underwear to like...
Sex workers?
Like circuit gays.
Oh, yeah. I know that, yes, right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I like a little more either creativity, where it's a costume... Or a little more realism.
Yeah. I'd rather have nothing. I just like, you can do all that, but it's all going to come off. And if it all goes my way, pretty quickly. You know what I mean? We're not doing ba 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 ba. It's not Dita Von Teese on New Year's Eve. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're not like doing glove, garter, stocking. You know, we're just taking it all off and getting rolling around.
Cock sock.
Yeah.
What do you think about sex in movies?
Oh my God, this whole Twitter conversation.
It's crazy.
It is.
It's the next level of kink at pride. It's crazy.
I love it. I love it so much. I was like, how dare, doesn't move the plot forward. I think it's so unnecessary. It's like, well, who are these pilgrim people?
They're on Rumspringa. They're on Rumspringa trying to watch the whale.
The whale could have benefited from a love scene or two. Call me crazy.
Yeah, I rented the whale. Turns out it was Wally.
Yeah.
Because I was using the Amish pronunciation.
I wish they would bring back a true 90s erotic thriller genre back. We need Sliver. We need the Indecent Proposal. We need Disclosure. We need those nasty Sharon Stone vehicles for like hot,
for Sharon.
Yeah. Basic Instinct, Fatal Attraction.
Yeah.
We need Michael Douglas fucking some, you know, hot bitch in her late 30s.
What's with that?
It was a genre in the 90s.
But what's with Michael Douglas?
Because he
is hot young bitches.
Michael Douglas with fucking Sharon Stone in her prime. In her prime. Hot, wet, fuckable pussy that every man in the world would trip over.
And woman.
Yes. And she was bisexual in that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hotter than hell. Sizzling, scorched. That pussy was...
She's the villain.
Was butane.
She's the villain.
She is the suspect.
Oh. All bisexuals are the villainous suspects.
The person of interest, let's say. But you got, you know, we just don't have that. Also, where's the brunette bombshells these days? Where are they? Where are the Jean Triplehorns? Where are the Marcia Gay Hardens? Where are the Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonios? Where are the Mimi Rogers? Where are the Mimi
Rogers?
Where are the Mini Drivers?
Yeah.
Mary. Well,
but I guess
people, Andy McDowell.
Well, David said that I guess maybe this generation doesn't understand that having sex in a movie isn't real sex. There's not penetration. There's not, this is acting.
And it's beautiful.
And also, these are actors. Yeah. Actors want to act. They read the scripts and they go, I want to do this.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
And also, just take a look at some of these films. A Brian De Palma film. And then look at men.com. Very different.
Very different.
Very different. The lighting is, you know, it's a whole beautiful, it's art versus.
What is Titanic without that steamy window?
Hello. Yeah. What is Sliver without him Billy Baldwin creeping up on, you know, alongside her and fucking her on that.
I never seen Sliver.
Oh, mama.
Are you saying Slither?
Sliver.
Okay, I've seen Slither.
Yeah. This is very different.
Did you see Slither?
Is that the snakes? Aliens? Snakes in the...
No.
Oh, no.
Slither's aliens involved invading like a small town.
Oh, is they go up the puss-puss?
It's fucking crazy, girl. Okay. It's fucking crazy.
Let's check it out.
Big gore. Big really? Nasty gore. Yeah.
Tipper Gore, Al Gore.
Disgusting. Elizabeth Banks, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Okay. I think I have seen that, actually.
It's crazy.
Oh, is that the...
Definitely. Last night I ate, I couldn't find 5 milligram gummies, but David had 10 milligram.
Okay.
And I thought, six the one, half a dozen at the other. So I bit half of it off. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I'm like playing my little video games and watching Paranormal Activity.
Yeah. Took the other half.
The other half?
Mm-hmm. Turned Tina Aguilar.
It was the key change and My Heart Will Go On. Yeah, here. In bed eating a frozen really? Twix. You're like,
gooned.
Wondering why I need to lipo.
You know what I did the other night? I took I had an edible cookie on a whim, these old bag in the thing, and they kick in so I always forget. Every time I do an edible,
they come in like a wrecking ball, babe.
But they in so much later. And so much
you've
later.
Forgotten it.
Always
you've forgotten
always
it.
Forget. And so 2 hours later, while I'm like kind of like cleaning the scum off my like kitchen, my bathroom sink, and I'm thinking about
you
like
couldn't help but wonder.
I couldn't help but wonder, what are all the patterns in the relationships of my lives and how do they have to, and I was like, what am I, I had an edible.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's stupid. It's like, everything is so considered, the minutia of every activity is called into question. There's like a lot of, it's just too much thinking.
Yeah.
It's too much thinking. It's thoughts. It's a lot of thoughts. It's not for me.
But sometimes I have revelations.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
I'll be on TikTok and I'm like, you're not hot or you're not funny. You're just hot.
Oh, yeah.
About
oh,
someone the people. Else.
Yeah, yes.
I might have laughed at this, but right now, I know that I would have laughed because they're hot.
Yeah.
Not because they're funny.
Sometimes I get depressed, though, because it makes me think, it makes me analyze things from a dark angle. Mm. It's rarely like a, oh, you know what
you
I mean?
You can't let yourself, you need to close the door to the spiritual realm right. of certain topics yeah. if you're going to do that.
Well, that's what I mean. I thought I just need to sit down and watch The Whale.
Yeah.
Or sit down and watch Avatar, Way of Water.
I don't even get much into edibles anymore, but because of the time change, I was trying to like...
Does it make you go to bed?
Well, I was like fully ready to go sleep at 3 p.m. And then by like 9, right. my body was like...
You got
to
push on through.
Morning. So I had to be like, through. No, we need to just take the edible and go to sleep, Mary.
Yeah. Did you get fucked up by jet lag?
Yeah, definitely.
You do.
Bigly. Oh, wait. I didn't tell you about the horror.
No. What?
When I got to the airport to go to Australia, the front desk. Mr. Furcus, we've been informed that your seat doesn't recline. But I'm talking,
God, American
it doesn't
Horror
even
Story
recline
Qantas.
As much as a normal seat.
American
it
Horror
wasn't
Story
even doing
Qantas.
This. It did
it was,
nothing.
You were 90 degrees.
90 degrees for 90 14 degrees. Hours or whatever the flight is. I mean, I couldn't even do the 1 inch amount because in a normal coach seat, I can sleep like.
Yeah, you can shift a little.
Totally. And you put up.
This is almost
it has
like
these things, the head things.
This is almost past vertical. This is almost yes. like almost bending.
So I'm watching the whale, yeah. knowing that this is the closest to sleep I'm going to get, and I'm like,
Oh my God,
the whole time. And I felt bad because I couldn't complain hard because, of course, I'm flying with two people who their seat was never going to turn into a bed.
Well,
so
fuck
I can't
those
sit
people.
There and act like you know. I can't act like when Ellen had to let her staff go during COVID.
The fuck you can and you should and I would have.
I know. I called you for support, which I shouldn't have done because you were like, go home.
I was like,
get on the first
you
Uber
get
home.
Yourself, you find your dignity in your suitcase and you leave the airport and you come back when there is a suitable flight. Thank you very much.
Steven Craddock, who owns In the Dark, yeah. the tour, I got on the phone with him. I said, Katya would have been gone.
I would, just I so would you know. Have been gone. I wouldn't do that.
And they said, we're going to refund the flight. And I called the tour director and I said, I want that money.
I want it in my hand in ones
I
and
want
fives.
It. I right want now. It. Yeah. I want it.
Yeah.
Luckily, crispy it was the bills. Way there because honestly, if it had been the way back, it would have been much worse.
Well,
after a tour, I did Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And on Sunday, I had two shows. Sunday,
I would
Sydney,
have rather I'd been back.
I had to go backstage, rebuild my face. From scratch.
Scaffolding.
I had to pull out everything and rebuild it.
Basically
it
was, repaint the whole thing.
Yes.
That's
full
fucking
copper
crazy.
Repipe.
Oh my God.
And then go to my other gig and it was at a gay bar and it was so fun though.
Was it hot as well?
Well, I'm used to performing. I love to perform for anyone. Mm-hmm. But when you get to perform at a gay bar with gay men ignoring you, mm-hmm. There's something very freeing and magical about that.
Yeah. When you're a sexless clown just gyrating in the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Versus, you know, girls from the suburbs worshiping me like Dr. Manhattan.
Well, a little bit crazy.
Yes. Yeah. It was like a little reality check to be somewhere where you're being ignored. I was like, oh.
Oh.
I guess I can kind of just do my thing and I have no pressure really.
Totally.
I didn't tell you about my other gig.
That's how
I took this off the books because I didn't want to get canceled for being a pedophile.
You did children's camp?
No, I did. I went with my friend who lives in Australia and Mateo and I went and played at the bathhouse in Perth.
Now you played at the bathhouse.
They have a DJ booth.
Oh, would you play
Perth?
It's Raining Men. What'd you do?
No, I played like the good, nasty, dark, where it's just like fat, dark beats with like
fat, dark
beats. Touch my body. Like, you know, that type of shit.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. It was fun to be in like, you know, they gave me a room to keep my DJ backpack in. And it was like a bed with a sex
hypodermic
TV
needle.
With a sex TV playing.
Yeah.
And I just got to keep my stuff in there.
Yeah.
And then I like, they gave you a little towel.
Oh, as like, a little face cloth.
And it looked like, I was like, I don't want to be like photographed in a towel DJing at the bathhouse right now. Right now.
What'd you wear?
I just wore like normal clothes. I was the only person there with a t-shirt on.
Okay. Okay.
It was really fun.
Cuties?
Oh, hot people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But then also not.
Of course.
It's the bathhouse.
Yeah,
it's
get to hold.
It's not queer as folk.
No, it's the troll toll.
It's the grocery store.
It is the grocery store.
It's the grocery store.
It's the naked grocery store. Yeah.
It's Slither.
It's Sliver.
It's Slither. So, but it was really, really fun. And I've never been to a Steamworks, and it was Steamworks Perth. It was really, really fun.
I'm dying. I'm really hoping you're going to say that there was somebody doing a water show like a mermaid man. No, in the glass.
No. But
there's
a hot tub by the DJ booth. I was like, wow, I could put on a long song, put on our ultimate 10-minute remix of MacArthur Park.
Hop in the pool.
Go get in the hot tub for a little bit.
Dunkaroo.
Get gonorrhea.
Whatever.
You probably can't get an STI from a hot tub.
You can probably get a fungal something, but that's probably it.
I just got tested.
For what? SATs?
No, I get tested every 3 months.
Oh, for every full panel?
Yeah. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing to speak of. Nothing exciting.
That's a bummer.
But you know that that's the best time to get tested is when you're like, if you get tested regularly, then if you have a scare, you don't have to combobulate and figure out how to get tested.
I know.
But it was fun because it was fun to play like between the gay bar and the bathhouse. It was just like, I don't get to DJ, besides Precinct, I don't get to DJ in real gay bars very often.
Yeah,
so it was like really fun.
Do you ever play any Madonna music? Erotica?
I play a remix of At Night, I Lock the Door So No One Else Can See. Let the music get into the groove.
Get into the groove.
I play a remix of that.
Okay.
And I play Vogue sometimes. I use the Vogue a cappella over other songs a lot.
Gotcha.
Dietrich and DiMaggio. I'll like loop that shit and use it.
Sure.
But there's not enough really good.
Hung Up? I never play Hung Up.
No, because I play Gimme Gimme. And it's like the same song.
Right.
I play Ding Dong at one of the parties.
I know, I saw it. It was so cute. It's so, you know, it's so wonderful that people actually know the song.
They were thrashing. You know? I only played it one night and.
Because you were embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
While I was playing Rasputin, and it, you know, it's almost the same BPM and same key as Rasputin.
Yeah. Well, it's Russian folk influence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mixed into it and people just, they love. It's a great song. I got Tomas to give me the stems of the acapellas. So I have all the acapellas of that if you ever want to hear your audio only.
Oh, I got my stems.
Yeah.
Oh, I got my stems in a vase at home.
Yeah. Well, it's
like
you, Ashley, and all the voice effects. But a lot of your performance is spoken.
Yeah.
So that's a good acapella because you can use it over anything.
Yeah. I also buy, oh my God, wait. Can I see? Speaking of stems, I have the stems for Ravioli, which are really great.
Oh, yeah. Because
it's just a lot, and there's a lot of like layered vocals, like kind of like a choir effect. But we did that. A little thing for the Boulay brothers.
Uh-huh.
And it was, I don't know if I can say, give it away.
It was
so nasty, girl.
It's going to make me sick.
It's going to make you sick. You'll have to look away. It was so crazy. And so I showed up. We had this idea. I didn't know if it was going to work. It involved gore, involved pasta, involved blood, and involved little people. And it all came together at the last minute. But these poor hired actors did know that they were going to be shoveling fistfuls of bloody pasta out of my gut all day.
For most actors, I think 90% of their job is to wear a button-up shirt and like sit in the background of a scene and eat. I think actors are just happy to do something fun.
I mean, she was, there were two of them, two actors, and the girl was a absolute trooper. She deserved a Purple Heart. She really, we put her through the ringer.
Did they know who you were? Or they were like, what is drag? Who are these people?
She knew about drag. Yeah. She didn't really know about, I think she might've known me, but wasn't impressed. She was on Little Women, the show.
I watched that.
Yeah. She was
Little
fierce.
Little Women of LA.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. I watched that.
Yeah. She was fierce and such a trooper. It was so gross. It was so gross.
Yeah. I don't think I could do that. I think the very display of it mm-hmm. would trigger like a response of orgasm. Don't eat that.
Well, nobody was going to eat that.
But weren't they eating it?
Oh, no. I was just putting it in my mouth, but not eating it though. We were just scooping it out, singing. Hey, Mr. Scoopy Man, scoop up my...
I don't like that.
What do you think about God and religion and love?
A lot of things. A lot of things.
Did you know that Monet Exchange used to date a woman and she said at one point, God, I can't date you. God doesn't like that. Or something like that.
Monet is a complex tapestry
she
of
is
a woman.
She is the coat of many colors. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she has to hang out with Bob, so she also has to need the Purple Heart.
Do you know that my, my dumb ass, I know she's bald. She's bald as bitch. She's a bald bitch.
Girl, me, you, Monet, and Bob, we could put our heads together and it would look like, would you like cage-free organic eggs or totally. Bleached white grocery store eggs?
Yeah. Or gray expired eggs.
Yeah.
And she's got this unit on, this long braided unit that her assistant is twisting up and all this kind of stuff. And as I'm leaving the, I was like, that's your hair.
You thought it was her hair.
I thought it was her hair for like a couple of seconds. I get up real close and I'm looking. I was like, oh, that's a wig. And I just
did you also think that your wig was your hair?
Well, I just left kind of quickly after that because I didn't want to stick around for any more questions. And I just, I thought, I was like, you know, there's sometimes where you like, you say something and do something. It's so, it like so just mind-blowingly idiotic, so stupid. You just got to leave. You got to get out of there. You got to forget about it.
Yeah,
immediately.
Been there for sure.
Yeah. It's so humiliating.
Oh, you thought it was, you really thought.
For a good.
Bitch, you really thought.
For 3 seconds, I was like, I don't know.
You don't have to explain yourself.
Okay, thank you.
There's nothing to say there.
Okay. The Brady Bunch.
Something hilarious happened backstage with Vic. Because, you know, I don't drink.
No, but she more than makes up for it.
Steven stopped drinking. Brandon doesn't really drink. Mateo doesn't drink much at all.
That's right.
So we're all on tour with Vanity.
She's going to hold up the whole liquor cabinet. Fuck.
I know. She was like, you guys make me out to be more of a drinker than I am. You guys tell stories about me.
Oh, no. She doesn't need any help from you guys.
One of the nights she came back and she's like, Vanity likes to get a little, because Vanity loves to perform. But more than that, Vanity, as part of her service as a performer, she likes to, after she performs, walk and take pictures with fans.
Yeah, yeah.
Get a little drink at the bar. She likes to hang out with people.
Yeah, kiki.
Kiki, you feel the fantasy. But she walks through and she comes back and those bachelorettes, like there was, I guess, bachelorettes there at my party. And they, yeah.
Oh, well, a solid pink disco.
Yeah. Which is, by the way, it's a better bachelorette experience than going.
Penis at Dick's Last Resort. Yeah.
I met one of the bachelorettes. I said, this is a really fun bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
But in one of the cities, Vanities comes back to the dressing room and the alcohol's hit her hard. And she's like, oh, the bachelorette. They gave me shots and forced me to listen to stories about the divorces. She was like, she said, groups of women were buying her shots and then
enforcing and then emotionally
forcibly
labor.
Yelling about their
emotional, forcing her to do emotional labor.
Yeah.
Damn.
She's so beautiful.
I know. She's stunning.
It's unreal.
She's such a cunty painter. Cunty.
She's doing these Barbie numbers. Oh, I forgot to tell you this. Oh. So she's doing her number, right? And I have a costume that is one-armed, like a one-armed disco suit. It's like a Bob Mackie. One arm is fringe.
Okay.
And I think about having a fringe suit is, and you're standing in front of a giant panel of hundreds of buttons.
Oh.
That fringe can get stuck on faders, knobs.
Yes.
Multiple times. And then, Vanity's doing her number. She's doing a Barbie mega mix. She's like doing This Is My Hair. She's doing Hair by, you know, Gaga. And I go to film her. So I have my iPhone and I'm leaning over the decks and I'm filming her and my strand gets stuck on the fader and the volume drops.
No way.
Immediately. And she looks behind her. And I look at Mateo and I look down in panic and my fringe is wrapped around the fader and has cut the music. So I slam the music back on and I'm just smiling and I'm like, oh my God, how mortifying.
That's horrible.
And afterward, I run backstage and I go, I'm so sorry. That costume got stuck on the fader. I said, I guess I shouldn't be wearing anything like sleeves.
No.
Yeah. Or anything flouncy gets stuck on the fader.
Oh, that's actually
terrifying. Nights later.
It happened again.
During the same part of the song. I was filming and it happened again. And she was like, again? I said, I'm so fucking sorry.
Please I'm tell so me it happened the third time. Please
no,
tell
just me twice. Thank God. But then another night, I had that big crimped disco wig on.
Love that, by the way.
And I glued it on to death.
Yeah.
So I could move in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have my back to the audience and I'm shaking the shit out of it and they're cheering. The hair gets stuck on one of the faders and turns off the music again. So I guess I need to
turtlenecks
wear
turtlenecks and pussycats.
And bowl cut wigs.
Yeah, turtlenecks and Dorothy Hamill DJ. DJ Dorothy Hamill up there.
I was like, this is why Jodie Harsh is up here in a t-shirt.
Because fried strip little, of bangs.
Because her bangs are this long. They're not going to get stuck in anything.
No, and they're just like little, it's like like a paintbrush.
So I learned the hard way. Like you have to costume appropriately.
That's scary because pulling the plug on the music at a party is...
It's like 1,500 people there dancing.
Kiss of death.
And in the middle of her number where they're all clapping.
Oh, it's during her number.
Both times it was during her number. And I felt so fucking bad.
You should.
She turned around and looked at me and I went. Just pointed at my costume. Yeah. I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so fucking sorry.
Did you get her a bouquet of flowers or some cash?
I had her killed. I thought she had a good run.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, a lot of crying. God. A lot of crying.
Crying.
I think people can't hold their alcohol. So a lot of people in all pink outside the venue sobbing.
Oh my God, come on.
People love to get
drunk
and cry.
We gotta grow up.
A lot of crying.
We gotta grow up. We're not crying outside the gig. We gotta grow up. I feel like the only person who's allowed to cry at a gig is if it's your bachelorette party and you're hammered.
Yeah.
And even then.
Don't do all that.
Don't do all that.
Mama, don't do all that.
What do you think about crying? When's the last time you cried?
Maybe 2 weeks ago.
Watching The Whale.
No, well, I cried from The Whale. I mean, Hong, she makes me cry and everything.
Yeah.
Love her in Watchmen. Watching her again,
Mama. She's a scene stealer.
She's graduated so from MIT 3 years later.
I bought it.
And girl, you gotta watch her Downsizing.
I know it's on my list. It's on my list. I just don't fuck with Matt Damon like that.
But if you want to cry, watch her in Downsizing.
She's gonna, okay.
Watch it.
What's the saddest movie you can think of? Something that would make you like...
I'm not watching Brokeback ever again.
Okay.
I'm not watching Titanic ever again.
Okay.
Anything like that, I can't do that. Ruins my day.
Okay.
I don't leave buoyed by the human spirit. I leave downtrodden by the realities of the human experience.
Right.
What about you?
I would have to say it's probably like...
Kazam? Curly Sue?
Uncle Buck.
I fucking love Uncle Buck.
No, I was probably like, Steel Magnolias or something like that. And I've never seen it. It's a really feel good. It's a fabulous film. It's so fucking gay.
I've seen the one with Queen Latifah.
Oh my God. Oh no. Yeah, we'd pretend that didn't exist.
Even black black friends are like, why did you watch that one?
Mama, that
and I was like, because I'm just trying to be like, watch the coolest,
to be
newest
woke.
One.
No, it's woke. Mama, no. It's garbage.
It was not the coolest, newest one. It was fine. I wasn't, but it didn't make me cry. I wasn't moved.
It's the original is so, it's just so gay. It's such a gay canon. Like, you know, it's like Terms of Endearment. It's like, whatever, you know.
But why is it called Steel Magnolias?
Well, because, the women are made out of steel.
So they're beautiful like, and like...
Yeah, but there's a point at the end where they say when a character dies and
isn't it Sandy or whatever?
Shelby. Yeah, and then the guy, like she's dying in the hospital and the husband and the father can't take it and she's like, I thought men were supposed to be made of steel or something. They were. It's very like it's, but it's all, you know, it's overwrought. It's melodramatic. I love a good, nasty, ugly cry. Like I almost puke.
Mm-hmm.
Like like eyes bulging, so many tears. And then the snot is so much that I almost like choke. I love that.
When David cries, I cry.
Really? Well, crying is very contagious.
Yeah, we were talking about something the other day and he was crying and I was like instant crying. Yeah. I mean, when you watch somebody you care about cry.
Yeah. Oh, but it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Oh my God. When my grandpa died, I remember we walked out to his deer stand, which is like, you know, in hunting, you have like your deer stand.
Of course.
And we all walked out there as a group after the funeral with my grandma. It was like, no, it was a year later. It was an anniversary. A year later, we all go. And I never see my grandma cry. Something really crazy about seeing your mom or your grandma or your dad or something cry.
Absolutely.
Parents crying is so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And my grandma, who I've never seen cry in my life, not even at my grandpa's funeral.
Really?
Not even at the funeral. Pours a shot and we all have shots, right? And like, you know, and we're out at the deer stand. This is so, so.
Smoky, smoky.
Yes. We're all standing at a deer stand with a shot.
Yeah, yeah.
And my grandma, I remember she was like, she said, Ed. And then she started crying. And I remember seeing my grandma crying, being like, I will never recover from this.
Fuck.
This is the saddest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Never like, seen my father cry. Never, ever once.
He always cries around me.
Yeah. After
your dad is in incredible shape.
Yeah. Yeah.
He looks just like you.
Three hip surgeries, I mean.
Yeah.
And a knee.
Your brother, too.
Yeah.
Your family's all high and tight.
We're a fitness. Yeah, it's kind of a fitness family.
My family's a little bit the opposite.
Yeah.
fatty. A lack of fitness family. Yeah. I got stagecoach in 2 weeks.
Now tell me, what is this, like Coachella but for country music?
It's Coachella for folk music, yeah.
A folk music.
I'm gonna be honest, I'm a little nervous about getting not picketed. I don't care if people picket me. I'm a little nervous about getting
shot. You're not gonna get shot, Mary. But and if you do, Mary, then what a way to go.
Yeah.
Not to be morbid, but seriously, it's better than falling down the stairs in the laundromat.
I'm the last person of the evening. I'm the latest performance.
At what time?
11:30. Well, thank God.
It'll be cool.
The heat.
Hello. Thank you.
Indio, California. I think they offered me 11:30 or like 4 p.m. And I said, Mama, we're not doing that.
We're not doing pre-dusk.
No, honey.
We're not doing pre-dusk.
And, you know, I don't want to complain, but.
Do it.
The pay is fine. Once you put in everyone's rehearsals, transportation.
You're breaking even.
We're hoping.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to have a good time. I rented a tour bus for me and the band to drive from LA to the gig.
Oh, that's fun.
And pull up behind. That way in drag, I have a little dressing room like behind
smart.
The stage.
That's smart.
A little bit of splurge was like $7,000-$8,000.
Fuck.
For the tour bus for the day. Yes.
Oh, man, you're not going to take a nickel home.
Well, luckily the next day at Stagecoach, I took a gig doing some correspondence, boots on the ground for someone else, for something else.
And also, this is a big experience. Like,
of course,
for your
Stagecoach, so yeah. Cool. And it's only 40 minutes, so I'm not nervous or anything. It's mm-hmm. like, that's like 8 songs and some talking. You know, got it.
In, out, and back. Indio, California, is it the same place? Or no, some place different?
I think it's at the same place as Coachella. Is Coachella right now?
Coachella is this weekend and the next weekend. Yeah, so this weekend's going to be great because all those weird people will be out of LA.
Yeah, Melissa Etheridge is the same night as me, and I'm going to try.
You got to go come to her window, honey.
I got to go watch Melissa.
Yeah, you do.
I love her so much.
Maybe you just get everybody to migrate, you know, if she have.
It is also weird because I've been doing like the EDM thing, DJing.
Uh-huh.
And so it's weird to be like on this DJ tour and be like, all right, I'll go play my folk music festival in 2 weeks.
I know, it's strange. But listen, you do a lot of, I mean, the auto harp.
I know.
It's a very different.
I want to play it there, but it is such an endeavor because it's such a fragile instrument. It's like 38 strings.
I feel like that's a 300 seater.
But if I'm not going to play it, well, you play it. It's hooked up to a microphone. You can hear it. I'm not going to play it at Stagecoach. When am I going to play it? Because I play it on video games.
Okay. You know, your little cabaret residency off of La Cienega.
Totally.
Thursday, Friday, Saturdays.
Yeah, I'm doing at the Butter Shop.
Yeah, 8 and 10. Yeah,
Salt and Straw.
Can
we talk about Salt and Straw?
Dracula flavors.
Do you like your blue cheese olive? Olive
garlic,
and sour cream.
Garlic parmesan with meat sauce ice cream. How about some lacquered wallpaper? Saab paint chips.
Exactly. I'm like, do you just have something normal? And they're like, we have vanilla. And I go, really? And they go, there's toenails in it.
Yeah, like, it's we have a great chocolate busted taillight. It's like,
what? I know. So this is a raspberry ripple made from
penguin blood. Yeah,
literally. It's like what?
I dipped my own tampon in this one for you. Yeah, it's crazy, Mary.
Do what they're doing down at Ben and Jerry. Do what they're doing down at Cold Stone Creamery.
Cold Stone Creamery.
Birthday cake remix?
Haagen-Dazs.
Yes.
Yeah.
David's been buying these frozen ice cream Snicker bars.
How about them fat boys? You ever get into them fucking fat boys? fat boy.
I get into fat boys, but not what you're saying.
These ice cream sandwiches are flipping the script on the whole game. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about these fat boys, but I'm gobbling them up and they're so delicious. And I think on that note.
On that note, hey, have a fat boy.
Have a fat boy, have a great time, and be gay.